Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. An excerpt from my book, Mind Over Money Matters, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. Chapter 3, Saving Your Assets. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's hard emotionally to become a parenting child and face the fact that our parents, the people who reared us, grow old and often require our assistance in ways that challenge our inner child. Discussing money with aging parents can be difficult, and when they push back, act reluctant about the forward progress you're trying to make on their behalf, what's an adult child to do? I was located in New York and they were in Las Vegas, having moved to what they thought would be an ideal retirement community for them. A few years before their relocation, my dad had been diagnosed with and successfully fought an aggressive melanoma. One day, I received a call from my dad. In his unwavering, gregarious style, he quipped, "My luck ran out in Vegas, Val. The melanoma is back." Not only was his melanoma back, it was back with a vengeance, requiring multiple cancer surgeries. I became a long-distance caregiver. Along with my husband Robert's help, we relocated my parents to Tucson, Arizona. My mother, then 78, was more willing to talk about everything in their new circumstances, including finances. My 84-year-old father, the proud retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, was less inclined. "I'll tell you when you need to know." This was his stock response to any questions dealing with money. He wanted to remain in charge and in control until he wasn't. He told me all the necessary paperwork was signed, sealed, and in a 3-ring notebook, and that it would be given to me when the time was right. What's an adult child to do? I'll continue in my next report. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.